This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's our very real pleasure to welcome back to our microphone today former Governor Ross Barnett of Mississippi. Governor Barnett, I know that you have a very busy schedule. Thank you for taking time out to be with us.
Dick, it's been my pleasure to participate in your program several times, and I'd like to say that it's been my privilege to travel throughout the length and breadth of America during the last few years. One thing that has impressed itself upon me throughout my travels, and that is how similar the people of this great nation really are. No matter where they happen to live, they are all about the same. The American people are about the same wherever you go. While our geographic location might present each of us with a different set of local problems, it has been my observation that the vast majority of the American people, when confronted with the same fundamental problems, will arrive at similar conclusions as a general rule.
Now, Governor Barnett, I know that you have always made it a practice to accept as many speaking invitations in all parts of the country as it's been humanly possible for you to do, and recently you've been to the Midwest. I understand you've spoken to some college audiences up in Iowa, for example.
Yes, and I received every courtesy that anyone would expect.
Was one of those talks at the University of Iowa?
Yes, sir. I talked at the University of Iowa about 2 weeks ago, and possibly 1,000 people were turned away because there wasn't room in the auditorium for them to be seated. In fact, they are hungry to hear the message from the South.
Well, Governor Barnett, what did you tell them about the South's views on current social problems?
Well, I told them that it would be meaningless for me to attempt to explain to the people of Iowa the deep feelings of the people of Mississippi on the matter of race relations without first pointing out that 42% of the people of our state are Negroes, the highest percentage in the United States. And likewise, I told them that I would submit that it would be an exercise of futility for the people of the state of Iowa, where the Negro population is less than 1%, to attempt to tell the people of Mississippi how to solve our problems when we have 42% Negro population and the people of Iowa have less than 1% Negro population. I told the people that I was not up there to even tell them how to grow more and better corn, that they are experts at that. And I also told them that I doubted that anyone in the audience there at the University of Iowa was prepared to tell a Mississippi farmer how to grow more and better cotton. This is just good common sense, and all I asked them to do was to apply the same common sense rule to their thinking on other situations with great regional differences. I also told them that they were old enough and they had sense enough, that is, the students, they'd had enough experience in life to realize that there are many problems which are absolutely incapable of instant solutions. In fact, you must live with many problems for quite a while before it's even possible to do any intelligent thinking about how to solve those problems. And I told them that the point that I wanted to leave with them is that this statement is just as true when talking about race relations as it is in a discussion of raising corn or cotton.
Well, Governor Barnett, did you find that the students in Iowa had a great deal of misconceptions about the true state of affairs in Mississippi? Had they been misinformed about what was going on in Mississippi?
I told them that I knew that many of them had been exposed to so much propaganda about Mississippi and the South that they probably thought that we were the backwater of all civilization. And I also referred to some statistics. I asked them to just let me point out that contrary to what they have been hearing, that the people of Mississippi are the most law-abiding people in the United States. And that is exactly right. According to the FBI records, Mississippi has the nation's lowest crime rate of any other of the 49 states. And we are determined here in Mississippi to keep it that way. The people of Mississippi, I told them, have the highest percentage of church membership and the greatest number of churches for our population than any other state in the nation. And I told them we intend to keep it that way. And you know they were surprised to hear that. Now, I told them also about the capital city of Jackson, which is about the same size as their capital city, that is, Des Moines, Iowa. It has an overall educational level unsurpassed in the nation. The figures show that the adult residents of Jackson, Mississippi, both white and black, have completed an average of 12.1 grades of schooling. There are only four other cities in the nation which can even come close to equaling Jackson's percentage of college graduates. And those cities are Cambridge, Massachusetts, Madison, Wisconsin, and Pasadena and Berkeley, California. So I told them that they could easily see that the people of Mississippi are well educated, and we intend to keep it that way.
I know that you were asked about the state of race relations in Mississippi at the present time. What was your answer to that question?
Well, they always ask that question about race relations, and I told them in substance that until all the communist-inspired agitation began, Mississippi actually enjoyed the best race relations of any other state in the nation. I told them that our white and colored citizens knew one another as individuals and that they cared about one another as individuals. And despite all of the efforts to create ill will and hatred, that I honestly believe that on a person-to-person basis, that the people of Mississippi still have the most cordial race relations in the nation. And I told them that we are all going to try to keep it that way, both the white and the black.
Governor Barnett, I know that one question uppermost in many minds today is the voter registration bill which is currently being considered by the Congress. I'm sure you were asked questions about this. Could you summarize your reply to a question about the voter registration bill?
Yes, they brought that question up, and I told them that despite the level of educational achievements in Mississippi, which I mentioned there is legislation now pending in the Congress which, if adopted, would absolutely deny Mississippi the right to prescribe reasonable standards of literacy which must be demonstrated by every applicant for registration as a voter. I told them that our voting qualification laws are sound, and they are, that they have been upheld by the federal courts time and time again, and there's no question about that. I told them that our registration officials understand that these laws must be administered fairly, with no one placed under any undue burden, that all are to be treated alike. I told them that the record will show no proof whatsoever that any qualified applicant in Mississippi has ever been actually denied registration because of his color or his race or national origin. But whatever mistakes have been made, if any have been made, probably were errors of judgment by part-time registrars. To put it in simple language, it is not that some qualified Negroes have been denied the right to vote. It is probably a matter of some, perhaps unqualified, white applicants who have been registered to vote.
Well, now, Governor Barnett, many people have said that this law, after all, is aimed only at a few southern states. So why should people in the rest of the country be concerned about it? What would be your answer to that question?
Well, we must remember that even though the backers of this voting law admit that it's aimed at only six southern states, once the precedent is established, then it would be a simple matter for any power-hungry, greedy, selfish politician in the future to amend such a law and to include any other state. And when I said they might include the state of Iowa, they seemed to be amazed.
Governor Barnett, our senior senator from Mississippi, Senator James O. Eastland, who is chairman of the Internal Security Subcommittee, has recently made a number of remarks in the Senate about the communist backgrounds of many of those who are leading the Negro Revolution in Mississippi. I think some of Senator Eastland's conclusions in a recent Senate speech are something that you would certainly agree with.
I certainly agree with every word that Senator James O. Eastland said. Here's what he said. The people of Mississippi have borne the brunt of the battle up to now. Mississippi has been the focal point of the communist drive for Negro revolution in this country. Now, I'm not saying that, but Jim Eastland is saying that, and I'm quoting word for word what he said. And although, as I have pointed out, he said, the plans for the months ahead, which have been made and which are being made by the communists and those they manipulate, call for spreading their poison over a much wider area and lighting new fires of racial disorder in other southern states. And he further said, I know the people of Mississippi, and I thank God that my knowledge of these people and of their character and of the strength of their beliefs gives me confidence that the people of Mississippi will not faint in the heat of the battle. Their courage will not ooze away. They will not become discouraged to the point where they throw in the sponge. He further said that they will not quit. And someday, the people of this nation will come to realize that they owe the people of the state of Mississippi and to the people in other areas of the South who are now being called upon or who may soon be called upon to resist in their own communities the forces of racial hatred and violence and civil disorder which have been unleashed in the name of civil rights, but which serve most effectively the purposes and the objectives of the world communist conspiracy, end quote. Those are words from Senator Jim Eastland.
Well, Governor Barnett, I know that you share his faith in the people of Mississippi that they will not quit.
I certainly share in his faith and in his belief, and I think that he is 100% correct.
Governor Barnett, thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been former Governor Ross R. Barnett of Mississippi. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, assisted by a grant from the Mississippi State Sovereignty Commission, an official agency of the state of Mississippi. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.